crossover. Left to the double crossover.
The crossover continues to evolve.
Time for the crossover. The Gary Sharp Show featuring George begins now. Good morning, fellas.
Hey, good morning.
Bucking the system.
What's going on?
Well, you know. We were just having lots and lots and lots of discussions about point guard play in the Metro and basketball in general.
Oh. You know what I thought you just said?
Talking about Chucky Hepburn.
I thought you said Plinko.
Plinko? Like the chips?
In the game.
Like Price is Right.
Yeah.
Like where you just drop the little thing and it goes dunk, dunk.
Uh-huh. Dunk, they made a TV dunk, show dunk, out of that dunk. Now.
Yes, they did.
Yeah.
Hey, I used to want to play that game. And I was like, it's rigged!
You can win $1 million.
But then occasionally people would win, so then I'd be like, oh, okay. It's better than the mountain climber.
No. That's the game I wanted to play.
Yeah, mountain climber was good.
If I was getting on Price is Right, that's the game I wanted to play.
Right?
Yeah.
Hey.
I want the fill-in number one. That's the one I like.
Oh,
where
yeah.
You fill in the
where
numbers.
You drop it. Oh, yeah.
And how much will you? They give you all the numbers. You got to remove and get it to the right number. That's the one I want.
Mm.
I'm usually pretty good on prices of things.
I went through probably about a week stretch when I was younger, you know, looking to make some money. I'm like, man, I've like searched how you get on Price is Right.
Gotta go to California.
You gotta go to LA.
Yep.
You gotta stand in line, and you've got to like impress the producers.
Yeah.
You gotta wear something, you know, like says thank you to Bob or Drew or
interesting, yeah.
And then you're like real enthusiastic, and you would be great on camera, then maybe the producers will pick you.
My Aunt Juliet got on it, and it's still one of the funniest moments ever, and she's perfect for that. She was very boisterous. She had on this outfit. She ended up actually winning. The amount of tax you have to pay on the items there in L.A. is ridiculous. Mm-hmm.
So I was just going to say, I didn't go to school with him. He went to Benson. He's a Veland guy. Leonard Cox was the guy that they went to school with I got to be friends with that was on Wheel of Fortune,
mm-hmm.
and won like I don't know. It won a ton, and that's the same thing he said. I think he made a career off of it though,
winning from show to show,
winning on Wheel of Fortune. Dead serious. Well, and he's from Omaha Benson.
The guy we spoke to for the Packers, that's how he got in the business. He won a reality show.
Greg Matzik?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh.
I mean, he's also a former athlete, but he got in the business.
Yeah, you could tell. He's a good looking guy.
Yep.
Yeah.
Track and field guy.
You don't always have to be a good looking guy to get on those shows.
It worked for Aaron Rodgers. That you aren't scared. And he's also smart.
Yeah, but did you see he's also for really A-Rod. Smart?
Yeah, but let's talk about Aaron Rodgers dressed up on Jeopardy.
Oh, the sweater? Sweater ended up going into into a museum, man.
Hey, one of his girlfriends probably told him to wear it.
Yeah. He's a smart dude, man.
Hey, what do you think I should wear today? And he probably sent out a group text. And he's balling so much as a current MVP.
I love the fact
he's gonna
that he
win.
Got so emotional.
He could send
about
a group text.
He
could send group text to multiple people, and they couldn't care less.
I think
Olivia Munn on there with Danica Patrick, and Olivia's like, hey, listen, you better not answer Danica. Danica's like, pipe down. I got
he
this.
Had for that game show was pretty. Cool.
I think he'll be pretty good hosting it.
When he hosts it, yeah, that'd be cool, yeah. Because he loves it, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Good for him.
Deontay Williams is back.
I see that. Wow. Shocking.
I think Dismuke comes back, too.
I think, Honus is coming back.
So.
And then you have Stilley is kind of the up in the air.
I think both D-Will and Dismuke come back. I think that defense wants to run it back.
Mm.
Who's running away?
I don't think anybody else more on defense. I think they'll be good.
Yeah. Oh, I'm with you on defense.
Runaway like what? Kanye West?
I don't know.
Runaway fast as you can.
Free agency season is kind of fun. I mean, who's up today?
George, what do you think my musical library looks like?
Yeah, you know what year?
It's huggy. It's huge, man.
You know what year he joined Huddle?
Who?
Deontay Williams.
1986.
2011.
2011. He joined Huddle in 2011. You've been around for a long time.
Good for him, because 2 years ago he got screwed out of the season.
Yeah, he did. Sure.
Oh, man. Hey. Where are you?
Are they going to have a daycare?
They already they had that at the university.
They got some older guys. They got some older guys that have a portfolio, have a home in Lincoln.
One of the best things they do is their family housing.
You want to watch my?
It is incredible.
Can you watch my kids?
What?
Any player that's had kids will tell you their family housing and the way they handle it is great, and you get a little extra money too.
Yeah, I wouldn't make that trade off.
I'm not saying you do it on purpose, Damon, but as you know, it happens by accident.
What, you Chatelet Collision Center or somebody?
I'm saying, I don't want to meet you by accident, but you have met him others. Yeah.
I don't think everything happens by accident. I don't think I was an accident. I was well prepared for
it. Not everybody's an accident.
I was an accident.
We both really?
I was an accident.
You're a twin, George.
Yeah, I was an
accident. So your sister was not?
Yeah, no, she was a surprise. I came first, so I was the accident, and she was a surprise.
Yeah. So the doctor didn't tell them, or they didn't
Your
have
mom didn't know you? First, she was having twins?
No, the first time, it was just me. They only saw one.
Yeah, and then happened sometimes.
Yeah, the second time.
She's hiding behind you.
Yep, she popped up out of nowhere. The doctor was like, oh, my gosh, you're having twins. My mom cried her eyes out.
Like a couple days later or what?
Like 5 minutes later?
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
That happened.
She was not happy.
That used to happen. It doesn't happen much anymore.
Yeah, she was not happy.
Now, by the way, Michigan Lance told us, we should feel real bad for going off the air with 10 minutes left in the show, and he was trying to call. I tried to tell him about breaks and having to do the crossover at 9:55.
We finished up at 53.
Hey, he's mad, man.
We finished up at 53 where we're supposed to finish up.
Maybe he can call Sharpie and bend his ear.
I don't know what he's talking
about.
Is
Michigan
he excited
Lance,
about something?
You?
Maybe Michigan basketball?
I don't know. Maybe Harbaugh coming back?
That's what he wants to talk about? I'm sure he's excited about that.
Probably.
Man, it's only been 3,335 days since Michigan beat Ohio State in football.
Wow.
But that's okay, because Michigan is a basketball school now.
You sound like Rezac counting prep football championships.
Hey, Michigan has become a basketball and baseball school. It's okay. It's fine.
That's actually fine. Not okay.
It's fine.
Not for anyone who's in Michigan.
It's fine. It's fine.
Anybody there with
3,335 days. That's a long time.
The mitten people aren't happy about that at all.
Like scarves and mittens?
The mitten.
Hey. Deontay Williams, 3,335 days ago, he entered Nebraska.
He said 2011. That's a
2011
long,
was the
that,
first.
That's a long
when
time.
When he joined Huddle.
So that probably, he's probably what, a freshman in high school? Eighth grader?
Eighth grader, I think. Yep.
Eighth grade's about right.
Yep.
Eighth, it's about right.
Yeah, he's still playing football though, in college.
Football.
Let's see.
Or no.
So when he entered Huddle, where was Nebraska football at? Oh, okay.
2011 was a good time.
Yeah, it was
not
okay.
Bad. It was okay.
It was okay.
It's a transition year.
Okay.
They had that tough game at Wisconsin. Woo.
That was brutal.
He said tough
game.
Then there were a couple other games during that season,
too. Yeah. The Wisconsin one was the one, though. I remember after the game, we're speaking to the coaches out in the parking lot between the buses, and we asked the question to Carl, like, so what did you see? What happened? And he said, seriously, he says, I have no idea. I don't know what happened.
Is that what he said?
I don't know what happened. I don't know what happened. We got to go back. I have no what happened.
Those were some great interviews, too. You guys remember those days?
Those were great. They were. Outstanding.
These are the days of our lives.
Yeah, and then Nebraska went through a stretch about 3 years where they were boring. And now we're back.
Back to what?
We get the Young and the Huskers.
Back to back.
Young and High is a soap opera. Okay, I get
you. So Sharpie, of the fake narratives.
Oh, is this a political thing?
No.
Oh.
No. Wow.
Hold on 1 second. Deontay Williams committed to the Florida Gators January 9th, 2014.
Cut it out.
January 9th, 2014 is when he committed to Florida.
Hey. Listen to
well,
me.
Well, now he's back. They have some unfinished business.
Okay. Roll it back with the new guy.
Sharpie.
What is the unfinished business? Should we ask a follow-up question?
Unfinished business
I would say
is,
winning the West would be unfinished business.
Yeah. Figure out how the West was
win
won.
The damn how the West is won? Yeah. 900 million ways to die in the West.
Maybe I ought to take baby steps. Maybe just go 1-0. Because you know what the best thing about going 1-0
wow.
is?
Wow.
You can go 2-0.
Get a winning streak.
That's
we
not,
call that a winning streak.
That's not very nice.
Why is that not very nice?
Because it's hard.
To win a football game?
Yeah.
You just said win the West. I'm just saying one game at a time.
I said the unfinished business is winning the West.
Don't touch the money.
No, I understand.
Money.
Getting a bowl game should be a goal.
Mm.
Having a winning record should be a goal.
Maybe he means we have unfinished business, and he's talking about we as his platform to make some money.
Maybe he's talking about Iowa.
and Wisconsin. And Minnesota. And Illinois.
He has yet to play. He's yet to play Wisconsin, so mainly Iowa.
Hey, but listen, though, of the fake narratives of the reasons that people think the Chiefs are vulnerable.
Oh, I see what you're doing here.
Are there any of these three that are true?
Okay.
Let's go with too much time off. They kind of schlepped their way at the end of the season. Can't light switch it. Eric Bieniemy is distracted because of coaching potential. Or Kareem Hunt says it's personal, so game on.
Nada.
Just Chiefs Kingdom all day, every day.
As
huh?
Nick Athlon would say, nothing will stop this team.
So it seems like the
he
Chiefs,
does ooze. He right. was. He's confident. Awful confident.
The Chiefs haven't played for a while.
Yeah.
And they were bored.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. So when you get to the postseason, when it matters, the only time that Mahomes is lost in the postseason, he can get the ball in overtime.
That is true.
Okay. They win by double figures. They average 35 points a game. I mean, it's their time to go. If Cleveland comes in and runs the ball, then I'm petrified, because I think that's the only way that Cleveland wins the game.
Like petrified.
If they run the football a lot.
You know what petrified wood is, Michael?
I told you the story about my brother-in-law trying to light the petrified wood with a bowl of gasoline, and he almost burned down the house. I told you that.
Did you?
Yeah. They said the mantle above the... He didn't realize it was petrified. He couldn't get the light, so he went and got a cup of gasoline and poured on it and tried to light it.
That's not going to work.
It didn't work.
Hey, Michael, we talked about this earlier. You know our season starts today, and the Pens dropped the puck first. They're
the
first
Pens
game.
And the Flyers. It's a good rivalry. It'll be a sprint.
Do you like the new divisions?
Well, for this year, yes. It creates some rivalries. I mean, you're gonna get, as you get longer into the season, the 56-gamer, you're going to get some nasty nights. I mean, some guys are going to be tired of each other.
You said nights. Cole, by the way, wants us to go. Well, maybe it's just me. Can Sharpie and Michael do it with me?
No.
He said, ADB, before you get off the air, could you give your NHL season predictions?
Well, sure. Go back to last week when we did this.
Yeah.
We did it.
I'll take, begrudgingly, I'll take the Pens in the East.
No.
Although the Flyers will be right there.
No.
Well, you like the Caps?
In Boston.
No.
The Bruins.
It won't. It's not going to be Boston. That's the only thing I'm sure of. I do. They're due. They're due to come back. The North, I'll take the Maple Leafs.
Yes.
The Central, slam dunk. I'll take the Lightning.
Mm-hmm. And then the next one should be your Stanley Cup champion.
Vegas.
Hey, they are. I'm taking the Avalanche.
Nice.
And I'm picking them to win the Cup. Vegas.
Nice.
That's my
that is my pick.
Good. Great pick. My fantasy hockey team got a lot of Colorado Avalanche on there.
I think the last 2 years of playoff heartbreak, they're ready. They're the perfect age of youth and experience.
But all
now.
Three, then I'm taking Vegas.
Oh, you like Vegas?
I almost
took Vegas in the West.
Vegas!
They'll be right there.
Peter Angelo is a great pickup for them.
The Knights will be right there. But I'm taking the
short season, obviously, and a lot of playing games close to each other. What did I say it was? 860 games.
That's why I don't love Boston.
What about what's the most important thing? If you're playing that many games,
who's going to beat the crap out of each other when
you
play that sixth and seventh game?
Yeah, you want to be able to play four lines.
How about the goalie situation, maybe, too?
Yeah.
Teams are going to have backup goalies. There's
depth.
Toronto, Boston, Tampa Bay, Colorado, Avs win the Stanley Cup.
I'm with you.
McKinnon is the MVP.
I like that as well. I'm going to take the Avs. So there's the kiss of death. There, prediction sure to go wrong right there.
And we'll go to 28 years without a Canadian team winning, even though they get a break getting in because they're all playing in the same division.
Yeah, that's just going to be tough. I like it for this year, though. How about the blue line rule? With the little technicality about the skate on the line, that'll be interesting to see. Not the blue line rule, offsides.
Yeah.
Which has been an issue.
Yeah.
With review.
No, that's going to be interesting. But I did see a stat the other day. Maybe this is a couple weeks ago. It would have only been the difference in 14 goals. Does that seem low?
Well, doesn't it seem like all 14 goals are like game-changing goals?
They matter. These teams are like, tell that to us that it happened to.
But if there's a sport that has gotten lost during the pandemic and will, I think, continue to get lost, it'll be the NHL.
Yeah.
Because you're only going to have three barns that have fans in them.
Barns!
That's a hockey term there, Michael.
Look, I may not be an NHL fan. I covered so much minor league hockey in the cities I lived in.
Calgary, that's the Saddle Dome. That's the bar.
Every place I lived, they had minor league hockey. We covered it. It filled time.
And what else? Are there any other rules you think that'll be huge?
I think just the season is.
COVID-19 will be huge.
I think we're seeing it with the NBA on teams on back to backs and what's happening. We're already seeing it with the NBA. You're going to see it a lot in hockey. It'll be a long, fast season.
Yeah,
but the NHL is in a precarious spot because they could disappear.
I hope not. No.
They're going to need some help. They're going to need some help with their next TV contract if ESPN is serious about approaching them. But you already had your commissioner say we would lose less money by just not playing. What your sport in the talent
kind of that was his summation, wasn't it?
The talent that is in your sport, is really, really good right now. You don't need your commissioner saying, if we just closed up shop and we said we'll see you in the October of 21, mm-hmm. we'd be good.
Mm-hmm. Hey, do you think those guys will get familiar with how to handle the taxi squad roster? Or do you think that'll take some getting used to?
No, because you have two-way contracts, so you have guys that come up and down from the A.
But I think the better you are, that could come into play.
Well, see, I think the NBA should have expanded their rosters before the season began.
I wish they would have.
And instead of having a G League, essentially have your G League team with your NBA team.
That's a good one.
Yeah. So you could expand your roster, and when you need guys immediately, you have them there on hand, and they've already gone. You know, they've already worked out with you.
Maybe not the entire G League, but
guys that are on two-way contracts.
Yeah.
Can I go back to Nebraska real quick? Because this is, again, what we're seeing. What is the difference between the offensive and defensive philosophies, coaching staffs, players? Why does it feel like it's two different teams?
Well, that's a good question. That's a good question.
I mean, even going to the bowl, you hear who was voting to play bowl. You heard who was voting against playing in the bowl. It was divided by that. You certainly feel that way in terms of who's coming back.
I think continuity matters.
Yes.
I do think continuity matters. And I think personalities matter too. You know, you get a run game coordinator and an offensive coordinator and you still have an offensive guy as your head coach. That can just lend itself to being disjointed. I think the defensive side of the ball, you kind of have one voice. I mean, it's a collaborative effort, obviously, but I mean – Tuioti doesn't want to be anything more than he is. Rude's a quiet guy, good team player.
Yeah.
Dawson is familiar. Fish just does his business. I think just the mesh of personalities, I think, is a big deal.
Hmm.
At least for me, anyway.
No, I think the delivering of the message and the trust from player to position coach.
That's a big part. Yeah, communication, right? We've talked about the failure to communicate. Mm-hmm. It seems like the communication is better on one side than it is the other.
Yeah. Frost might have to become the anti-2020 Nick Saban. You know how Saban has embraced offense when he said he never would?
Yeah.
Frost might have to go, man, I am all in on defense.
Defense, yeah.
Which would be a smart play in going into this season with a bunch of unknowns on your side of the ball.
Or say that I'm all in on special teams as well.
Well, you may have to be all in on both your offense is still trying to get its legs underneath them.
Which... there's no reason not to push all your chips into the middle to be all in on special teams, to win special teams every single week.
Yeah.
Because of where you're at. Mm-hmm. And you're playing close games. It's not like they're getting blown out every day.
Mm.
So they've got close games that if you pushed all your chips into special teams and you exerted a lot of energy on that phase of the game, either with personnel or attention to it, who knows? That could be the difference. You know, give you a couple of wins a year.
There's games, they've lost six games that could easily have been different because of special teams. Not all of them were one-score games. You go back and look at that Wisconsin game last year. The momentum that Nebraska had before the Cruikshank return was huge. They were playing well.
Yeah.
That's a game they ended up losing by more than a touchdown, I believe. But they weren't playing poorly.
No.
Special teams hurt them.
And look at the Iowa game a couple weeks later.
Yeah.
In 19.
Same thing. Yeah. Well, they end up closing that one, of course, but getting back into the game, but still.
That's why we're paid the big bucks to be on radio and make all these decisions.
You hire yourself a special teams coordinator that actually is a special teams coordinator, and let's move on from there.
Oh, boy.
Give it a shot. See what happens.
They've tried that. They've had mixed.
You had a position coach who was doing it kind of part time, who was also going through a very incredibly serious sickness, going through cancer. I mean, let's get it to a point where it is a full time special teams coach. Not saying he can't help with a secondary position or help with the linebacker position. I'm not saying he can't, but still.
I'm trying to think of going back to 90, the full time special teams coaches at Nebraska.
Yeah.
Like full time, not Bruce Reed. Is that
you know
it?
What? They weren't actually that bad.
No, I'm just saying. But okay. He was a full time. Right. That's
so,
what he did.
So was Dan Young full time? He was the assistant offensive line.
Yeah, but he was not just special teams.
Right, but they're gonna have to do something else. The person's gonna do something else. They're gonna be an assistant DB coach, or they'll be something else. They're not gonna just be
full time only.
They'll have a title.
Teams.
Whoever's doing it now will have a title.
I think Bruce Reed is the only one.
He's the only full time guy.
The one I can remember.
Because if I do recall, when he was hired for just that position, there were some people outraged. Mm-hmm. And then they saw that he was getting paid $450,000.
He read me a number today from the article I couldn't believe. Yeah. I still don't think it's right.
$500,000 for the guy who was considered to be the consultant last year.
I don't believe that.
Is that not right? That's what Omaha World Herald reported.
Doesn't that seem high?
For Rutledge's?
Yeah.
Yeah, that is high. I think he's $325,000.
That's what I thought. That's what I said to you. And then I pulled it up. Asking how much what his salary was.
That seems exorbitant.
No, that has to be that's call the sheriffs in Lancaster County if that's
you're
the case.
Robbery?
I said something similar. I can't even remember the term.
I don't think that's right because
well,
he
read it and I go, wait a minute, that's not right. Because we were just
it was $325,000.
We were just kind of spitballing potential guys, right? And I'm like, that seems high, right? Because even Woods over at Iowa only makes $385,000. And he's an ace recruiter, right?
I see what article you
is that right?
And
it can't be. I mean, no offense, Coach Rutledge, but we're just talking.
No, I thought it was $325,000 too. That's what I said to you originally. And then I opened that one story, and that's what popped up in the headline.
The headline?
Mm-hmm.
Everybody's like banging away at their keyboards as we're trying to go real time.
And there's one story, and I don't have one of these subscriptions to be able to get into, so I can't read that story. But
I don't think
that didn't seem like they were like really advertising how much he made, right? Because you should be able to search that, and it should pop right up. The fact that you have to like look all over the place.
I don't know. I feel like I should know, but I usually don't get into that.
Into people's money?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I really don't.
If you hire a full-time guy, you're going to pay him as a full-time
guy. Yeah, I don't.
Can't be.
If you hire a full-time real coach.
I don't think he's $500,000 because we would have lost our mind by then.
That doesn't make sense.
We already have
it? And $500,000 would be trending on Twitter numerous times this past season.
Like, yes, definitely. That's what happened.
That
Reed.
Was your fault.
That's what happened.
Why was that my fault?
Because you're the one that started it. You didn't even call him by name.
What'd you call him? Was it 325?
No, he called it 450.
450.
He had 450. He hashtagged it.
That might have been the first game of the year against BYU.
450.
That's all he referred to him as is 450.
And when we look back on it,
it was really 475.
Two of the moves, Banker was having his best year, and Bruce Reed wasn't that bad. When we compare it,
wasn't that bad.
I see the article you looked at. That's what they were paying Lubick.
That's how much Lubick got.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
When you open the article, it doesn't list Rutledge's salary.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think he's like way.
Gotta be.
Way, way down.
Because he's not even on the field.
Right. Because he's just a consultant.
So is Chenander the highest paid assistant? Is that right?
As it currently stands. It may take.
Because I think Chenander might be like the fifth or sixth highest paid defensive coordinator.
Though? So Fish got a bump. Here it is.
It's 150.
Okay,
I got one.
That makes
Here's
sense.
An article.
Come on, man.
The Journal Star confirmed that Rutledge is set to make 150 annually.
I was about to say.
Yeah, that doesn't roll off as well on Twitter. 150.
150.
They actually let one guy go, the quality control guy for special teams.
150.
And so part of that money came from him.
Yeah, so Chenander's 800. Lubick is
800K?
Lubick is 500.
Mm.
Which is a decrease from what Troy Walters was making.
Mm. See, that's good fiscal savvy. Glass half full.
We have to figure out, though, and they have to figure out, of course, not us. We don't have to figure it out, but a way to make the offense fun like he's talked about. You know, obviously the people on defense are playing well, but they're also having fun. So figure out a way to do that on offense. Because that was that first press conference. He must have said, we're going to have fun and go fast 50 times.
Some of it is just his demeanor.
I don't think part of that's happened.
Right? Like, it's just his personality. Like, he's what the heck, man. Let's strap it on. Like, let's do this. Like, that's just kind of his temperament. I mean, if I'm being completely transparent, I mean, he's a huge reason Avante is even back in the discussion to go to Nebraska, potentially.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
That's fact.
Interesting.
I mean, that's not secondhand information. That is real.
Mm.
Like Evander Holyfield and his deal. Isn't that right, George? Yep. Are you Holyfield?
The king of Atlanta.
Nope.
The king of Atlanta. You were a huge fan of him. I couldn't stand Tyson. I was a fan of Holyfield.
I wouldn't call myself a fan.
What did he do to you?
How old are you again?
Too many kids?
I'm 29.
George is an old soul,
no,
though.
No, but he's 29. You're talking about at 29. His prime, George was in his less than 10s.
But bro.
It's been 20 years.
No, I understand.
He was 9.
I like Muhammad Ali, and I didn't see him in my...
Yeah, it's a different story. Muhammad was 10. Yeah. I know. When I saw him in person, it would have been 1979. I'd have been 10. But Muhammad Ali and Holyfield, that's two different... One guy is... The epitome of the sport ever.
Though I'm talking about gravitating towards a guy at a certain age.
The person you'd gravitate if you're that age was Mike Tyson.
Yes.
If you're that age, Mike Tyson would have been the guy you gravitated towards.
My point is it because he was 10 does not rule Holyfield out as being a guy that he really, really likes. He could have watched film. He could have talked to people. Like, I feel like that about Muhammad Ali, and I saw him... I saw probably only 4 good fights from Ali before he was trash.
I think it'd be hard. I'm just saying. I think it'd be harder to find someone who
it's easier now.
Who is young.
Because he has electronics. I didn't.
Compared to what.
I didn't have electronics until I was.
What Tyson was.
A teenager.
In that era, I could just see kids just being really
attracted
to that.
I couldn't stand Tyson, and I was a huge boxing fan.
Yeah, and we were grown-ups.
You know, I was grown up. I didn't like Tyson.
And so I liked Holyfield. We always talk about it, going back to the Olympics, but. I can understand why a young person would be like, oh, I love Tyson because he knocks people out.
Well,
he
was also a video game.
Yeah, he was in the
video game.
And
he was, as that sport made a transition where it was getting less and less talked about, he was really the only boxer that was being talked about. He'd show up on Dateline or on SportsCenter.
Dateline. And 2020.
Dateline.
Marvel Wolters. Yeah. Mike Tyson.
I can't stand Robin. I hate her.
I hit her in her face.
All right. Highest paid assistant coach ever at Nebraska. And what did he make?
Is it Diaco?
He was 850.
Is it Diaco?
Mm-hmm. 825.
825.
And he would have, if he would have gotten to hang around for another year, 875.
Well, you know, as Iker said, he's the epitome of what you want to be as a coach.
Isn't he still being paid by several Purdue people, as we speak?
Yeah, he had a 2-year deal, right?
He's got a good agent. Well, yeah. I think at Purdue, he might have done a 3-year deal.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Which is, you know, I think there's some savvy assistants that, you know, their house is on wheels that are pretty good at negotiating 3-year deals.
Nice.
With that one lump sum buyout. I think he might have done a 3-year deal.
He spends money on clothes, though, so he needs it.
And hair products.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
At least the stuff that makes it firm.
Good for him.
I'm sure the color is natural.
I'm sure maybe he finds a home back in Norman.
Potentially.
Well, that'd be interesting.
I mean, Steve Sarkisian is talking to assistants on Lincoln Riley's staff. Lincoln Riley might leave. Who knows?
How about some of these coaches are hiring?
Yeah, you have a Rich Rod and Terry Bout.
Bill O'Brien?
That's a while ago.
Yeah.
Now, he did make Chris Hackenberg look good.
I'm just saying,
I think Bill O'Brien will be a really good hire.
Guys are hiring like big time assistants.
Oh, big time, yeah.
Well, one of the hires yesterday is some insight into what I think is going to happen to Tennessee.
Penn State fired a coordinator after 1 year. You think Franklin ain't trying to make moves?
Kevin Steele being hired at Tennessee. Watch.
I can't believe he said
that's a great move.
He's coming back, but
he might be the interim head coach. That's a move you make.
Yeah,
you're a Tennessee Colorado? Guy. They can blow out Pruitt. You're sitting right there. You can be the interim head coach.
How does Colorado hire a defensive coordinator that had them like ninth in DVOA for the season. Like the second best defense in the Pac-12. That there must have been something else going on, right? Because they were good defensively.
Yeah. Franklin blowing out his OC after 1 year. There's something else going on.
Sure, right?
That too, yeah.
Yeah. Because that's a guy that he kind of went behind, you know, closed doors to get him from Minnesota.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden it's like, yeah, I think I'm good.
Well, the Big Ten is just, some schools are acting like the SEC. The SEC moves guys in and out, and then they go and raid each other's staff.
They do, yeah. That's true.
It is. It has become super cutthroat and extremely competitive.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. Look at Mel Tucker, for example. Look where Mel Tucker was. He was at Alabama. And these guys got an Auburn in there, I think. Then he's into Georgia. And then he goes to Colorado. Now he's, you know, of course, at Michigan State.
Right.
Hey, anybody paying attention to Loxley's recruiting in Maryland?
It's been like that right for the last 3 years, right?
Yeah.
Putting himself, at one point earlier, they were 15th or 12th.
He can recruit.
He can always recruit.
What is going, hey, you know what's, well, you know what's not so funny, though, the irony? Remember the discussions we were having about how is Tennessee doing what they're doing? Remember that stretch they went on?
Uh-huh.
And now all of a sudden we have all these investigations going. That's how coincidence?
Well, I mean, Terrence Lewis, who was Tennessee's prized prospect.
Now he's in Maryland.
Yeah.
They really kicked the tires at Nebraska, boy. Yeah. Down the stretch for that recruitment. But well, I think my man was
just
flaky
hearing,
like frosted.
Listening to his interview and a couple of others, they're selling the NFL at Maryland. Selling that we'll get you to the NFL.
And I know it's not everything, end all be all. I always joke about Arizona State. Once you visit, you're not going to leave. Maryland is a great campus. College Park's a great area. And if you want a little bit of big city because you're close to D.C. and you want to be in a college town, College Park's a great place to be.
College Park. Every time I hear College Park, I think Outkast.
You guys made up now? You two?
No,
Holyfield thing?
No, he's got enough. He's got enough goodwill in the bank.
I like Tommy Hearns, the Hitman.
Oh my god,
that's my guy. That's not his guy.
But
oh, for
but,
two, George.
Wait. Damn. My reasoning. He was in the episode of Martin. And Martin's my favorite show.
He was an episode of Martin.
Oh, you guys have never fought over Martin?
I hate Martin, but yes, I can't stand Martin.
Oh yeah,
like literally one of my least favorite people on the planet.
32-ounce frost, haterade.
Here's a part of it.
Either
just
glacier,
be good to people, George.
White cherry.
Don't be a P-R-I-C.
Grape.
You know the rest of the word. Don't be that to people.
Haterade for old Martin Lawrence.
Just a horrible person. Yes, a horrible read. Google him. Horrible person.
I know.
Don't
worry, George.
Don't be bad to women. Don't be bad
in
general.
Why hate Chevy Chase?
Oh, there's a lot of reasons.
Okay.
He's
all right, here we go.
Penis.
Well, okay, so you probably interviewed him.
No, just people talking to people who had to work with him and dealt with him. Yeah, no, couldn't stand it. Can't stand him. No, not a nice person. Again, be a nice person. Just try. Try it out. Be nice to people.
What he did to Tisha wasn't right.
It was not right at all. No. That's a good way to put it, though.
He kind of drove her crazy, didn't he?
That's a good way to put it, though.
What he did to Tisha wasn't right.
I think if I was dating a gal named Tisha, I would drive her crazy as well.
He was not dating her. That's just it.
Oh, wow.
That's just it. He wasn't dating her.
He wanted to.
Don't worry about it, Michael. I'm on TikTok. There are a lot of people that are not dating.
Hey, see, last 2 weeks he's upped his TikTok game. We're not just silly anymore.
So have you watched Social Dilemma?
It would absolutely blow your
mind.
I watched it.
So it's all real in Social Dilemma. Yep. Because I'm just going off what I get on TikTok.
You told me to watch it and I never did.
So what I get on TikTok is now a bunch of dogs. Okay. And people that are like breaking up with each other. So I'm almost convinced now, TikTok has almost convinced me that I should go buy a dog.
I agree with that. Yeah. You should buy a dog.
Well, but when you say people breaking up, it's like my ex did this and then they have the words pop up.
Yeah.
And just filed for a divorce. Like they're doing too much, man. I scroll past those. I'm like, come
not
on,
my,
man.
That's my TikTok,
that.
Not his TikTok.
So there was one the other day that had this lady that she just come out of the courtroom. Yep. She was sitting in a car. You know, they have the sappy music playing. She's got the sad face, and they've got all the little things that are popping up. I just lost my best friend of 25 years. I'm getting a divorce.
Oh, I saw that one.
And then at the end, she goes, are you looking for a wife?
Yeah, I saw that one.
I'm like, get the hell off TikTok.
I saw that one.
Be a better person.
Yeah, I saw that one.
Yeah. I hope you got everything you wanted out of your money.
Yep.
I hope you got the house, and you got the cars, and you got the kids and the dog.
Gabriel Union pops up on my TikTok like once out of every four videos.
Her and Dwayne Wade do a
they're
lot of stuff.
They're doing a lot of videos.
Yeah, it's like funny stuff.
They're doing a lot of videos right now.
Hey, there's a dog.
She's doing the walk challenge. And she's wearing pajamas.
I hadn't seen dogs before.
And it's jiggling.
Must be what's happening.
Both of us never look so good.
I don't know. So TikTok is telling me that I need to go buy a golden retriever.
It's a good dog. Like a lot of work.
I wouldn't mind having a golden retriever as long as it doesn't grow up.
You need to get something that has oodle at the end because they're not as hard to work.
No, I'm not getting one of those dogs that looks like
a golden doodle.
It looks like a blanket.
One, dude, those are expensive.
You're not going to have a bunch of hair falling out. They don't do that.
I'm not getting a dog that looks like an Afghan.
But you don't need you don't need that kind of work. I mean, we're talking, that's a lot of work for a golden, bro.
No, see, I just want the golden that doesn't grow up. I just want it to look like a puppy all
the
time.
That's why you want to get the one that's a doodle. It makes it smaller.
No, I ain't getting a doodle.
Get you a doodle.
I'm with you.
I'm getting a doodle.
Golden doodle.
Because I want to take it outside. And people like look at me and they look at the doodle and they go, oh.
The first thing they say is, wow, that's an awesome looking dog.
Is that
I go to the dog park every day.
Your wife or girlfriend's
dog? The golden
dog?
Doodle does well at the dog park.
Dude, don't you get cracked for those? I mean, the only thing you spend that kind of money on is your
mattress.
I'm
not worried about how much. You know how much money that dude makes? He's rich. I'm not worried about how much he's spending. I'm trying to get him a dog
that's
easy.
He's all in your pocket, isn't he?
I'm trying to get him a dog that's easy and that's cool looking.
That's why I'm easy.
Now, I'd have to make it convenient on my dog, like where I'd have to teach the dog to go out on its own. Yeah, middle of the night, we ain't going outside.
Can you put a doggy door in?
Hey, just go on out.
No.
We have a doggy door in.
I'd be like, hey, take a flying leap off the balcony.
Oh, my
yeah,
God.
You don't even have grass.
Now, I have seen people that have put the
litter box?
AstroTurf.
Yes.
And so the dog goes out, does it on the AstroTurf, easy to clean up.
Yeah.
Boys, you guys got a meeting.
All right, man, I know that.
There's also a lot of like the behind-the-scenes stuff from the national championship game the other night. Yeah, good stuff.
I didn't pay much attention to that.
Yuri says,
you want to know, you know Sharp's the boss? Because every time we have to go or there's a meeting or something, if he wants to just keep talking,
he will.
You know, he don't care. He's like, I ain't going to say nothing to
Do
me.
Do you not realize this music bed is like 3.5 minutes, and I can see what the time is.
It is long.
They ain't going to say nothing to me. Yeah. You know who I am?
Yuri says he wants
Meanwhile, we're scrambling, trying to get our stuff together. Like, dang, I see people peeking through the window.
Yuri said he'd consider selling me a six-month-old boxer for cheap.
I think he has a picture of one in his avatar.
Don't do that.
If I remember right.
I kind of like those dogs.
Hey, I'm telling you get easy dogs.
Yeah, he's got his. He's got
that dog is his picture.
That's a good-looking dog.
It is a good-looking dog, but they have energy, bro.
Don't do it, bro. Tell you, find an easy dog. You're not home very much, right?
No. So yeah, I want a dog that'll like sleep with me. Like hop up into bed. Like looks really cute when we go out.
Yeah, that's
But looks like a boss.
Can you cut that out and use that later?
Yeah.
I did it that out in a heartbeat.
All right, man, have a show.